Oh, I have had no luck lately. Wait, lady luck?
Britsky, I got you. I've had so much luck on SpinQuest.com. They have all of my favorite games, slot games, live blackjack craps, and bubble craps. You can even get a $30 coin pack for just 10 bucks.
10 bucks for 30? I'm headed over to SpinQuest.com right now.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Hey, The Bird Show. Truth is, you just don't know what's real and what's not anymore online. The AI is getting so good. And what's so scary about AI, you guys, is we are still in the infant stages of AI. So while you might be able to identify AI from real life now, I don't know if you guys are in this algorithm. I think maybe I'm in it because I'm interested in it. But there are so many reels now that say, okay, tell me, is this real or is this fake? And they will show somebody in a video scene. Right. And then at the very end, you have to guess if they're real or fake. And I would say 70% of the time I'm getting it wrong now. And I'm pretty schooled on this, man. Like I look at all the I can't tell anymore.
It's hard to pick up on it because sometimes I feel like it's obvious. Like it sort of looks like if it's a video of people, they kind of look like a bunch of Sims. But then there are a couple that kind of get you.
Yeah, man.
Once AI figures out the fingers properly, you know, that's your first clue is look at the fingers because they have problem with hands. It's like game over.
And I've seen it predicted that once people totally lose confidence in what they are watching online, it will be like the end of the internet. I don't know that I would say that.
No.
But the truth is, when you take a look at it, when you're watching news, there could be news stories now that they are fabricating in other countries. Maybe they want to make up that there's a war and we could see real footage of this war and be outraged. And there is none.
So we were duped, not on the level of fabricating a war, but fabricating animals jumping on trampolines,
which is almost worse.
Yeah. Fabricating joy, if you will.
Yes. And when I tell you, the realization when I realized, and not because of my own awareness, but because a dude posted a video about the fake animals jumping on trampolines, my heart was like legitimately hurt. And I'm like, how dare you mess with my emotions when we need joy more than anything? So it all started with Abby in studio because she guffawed out loud. And it was such a joyful guffaw that I'm like, what are you looking at?
So I was scrolling through my For You page and I saw this delightful video that I just couldn't help but chuckle at because it was this trampoline. It was like ring footage. So it's, you know, under the cover of darkness, it's somebody's backyard. And there's this big trampoline that all of a sudden you see this massive grizzly bear get on and start jumping on. And then the bear starts having a good time. And you're like, oh my gosh, this big furry creature is just having the best time discovering human basic technology like a trampoline. And it was so wholesome and looked so real that I had to show everyone in studio.
And so Cassie and I are like, oh my God, it's a bear jumping on a trampoline. That's so cute.
Like, it's very weird to say it looked like a bear was having fun, but it looked like the bear was having fun.
Yes. And so now fast forward that same day, I do believe I'm at home and I'm scrolling. Bunnies, plural, jumping on a trampoline. And I'm like, oh my God. So I immediately do what I do because I'm an Instagram. So I DM Cassie and Abby, and I'm like, I see your bear jumping on a trampoline, and I raise you bunnies jumping on a trampoline. And they both, immediately respond back, oh my God, that's so cute. Because again, look like the bunnies were having like the greatest time.
they were jumping in tandem.
Like, their friends are hanging out.
I mean, there was literally probably like about 10 bunnies jumping on this trampoline together.
Cute.
It was adorable. And you're like, oh, life is good. Mm-hmm. Like there's goodness in the world. And then I'm scrolling and I see the bear jumping on the trampoline and also the bunnies jumping on the trampoline in the same video. And I'm like, oh, it's just, and I watched the video and it's this dude being like, did you fall for it too? And I was like, no.
You feel so foolish.
And so the dude sits there and explains that these are AI videos and they do them with from like the ring camera because in the dark they're easier. And there's like some telltale signs. And like when the bear's jumping on the trampoline, there's a ball on the trampoline, but the ball's not moving on the trampoline. But you don't notice that because you're looking at the bear.
Yeah.
And then one of the bunnies, if you zoom in and look closely, one of the bunnies like disappears. So those are your telltale signs.
Who's got time for that?
And I was just just like, is nothing sacred anymore?
And, you know, I feel so stupid. You get to a certain age also where you are sensitive to people calling you boomer if you get something wrong. So there are times where I will send a video to like Hollis and he'll go, boomer, not real. And you feel like such an idiot.
Oh my God, I'm 1,000% getting scammed when I'm older. I'm easy pickings.
There was one last week also that I wasn't sure if it was real or not. Also, it was after Coldplay where the wife came out with her statement and I wasn't really sure if it was real or not, although it was really well written.
The statement, those are obviously easy to forge, but there was also a video circulating of quote unquote the astronomer CEO's wife and doing her like public statement or whatever. Mm-hmm. And you watch it and you're like, is it real?
Yeah,
is it not real? Like, I don't know. This is just like, consider this a cautionary tale that when you watch something, don't believe it at first glance.
Of course.
You really need, it seems like common sense,
yeah.
But we fell for the trampoline animals like hook, line, and sinker.
I almost sent you one the other day. It was a T-Rex on the trampoline. it was the cutest thing.
Did it have feathers?
It did not have feathers.
Not a real T-Rex.
Did not. All right, and another warning about AI, this time about therapy.
Yeah, bad news for people who love to use ChatGPT. Great news for me because I am an AI hater and I love to hate on AI. I'm actually trying to workshop and come up with a slur for robots because I think we will need one soon. So if you have any ideas, please DM me. We can workshop together.
Didn't you just say off the air that if there was a war between AI and humans, you would take the AI side?
Well, I hate them, but I'm still going to be alive. Like, yeah, I will share secrets of humanity with our AI overlords and I will tell them where you're hiding in the hills one day and I will be granted a little shelter and probably food.
I did see this influencer, it was pretty creative, a couple of days ago, that put himself 20 years in the future apologizing to robots for everything he said in the beginning. Like, I am so sorry I used a hard R when I said robot back in the day, because you just don't know what's going to be offensive, right?
I saw that. So you told us that in studio or whatever, and I got so into it because I wanted to know what this robot slur was, and it exists. They have created a slur for robot. I don't want to say it because I don't want it to be tracked, but it's CLANKER.
Clankers?
You're afraid to say clanker?
I'm not afraid to say it. I'm afraid of future AI coming back and pulling these receipts and me getting canceled because I go on Love Island and I said the C word.
It's okay. They know I'm just a double agent deep into my craft. But it turns out what you type can be used against you because according to ChatGPT, OpenAI CEO Sam Altman, the AI industry has yet to figure out how to protect user privacy. So he was on a recent episode of Theo Vaughn's podcast this past weekend with Theo Vaughn, and I almost pulled a clip of him talking, but you would never guess that a tech CEO has the worst vocal fry you have ever heard in your entire life.
Oh, really?
Like, it rivals Bachelor in Paradise contest. It is impossible.
He should have had AI speak for him.
Honestly, maybe that's why he's so into it. But he said people use ChatGPT, young people especially, as a therapist, a life coach. And right now, if you talk to a therapist or a lawyer or a doctor about these problems, there's legal privilege for it. There's doctor-patient confidentiality. And we haven't figured that out yet for when you talk to ChatGPT.
We didn't even think about that.
Yeah.
So all of your problems are out there for anybody to like pluck.
Yes.
That's terrifying. Look up my Google searches, look up my Instagram searches, but do not look up what I've been talking to ChatGPT about.
Does that mean like at some point in like if you're engaged in a lawsuit, they can say, let me check out your ChatGPT?
Yeah. Yes, they can subpoena AI.
God.
And one day I will sue Abby for emotional distress and ChatGPT will be on the stand. So yeah, be careful what you tell ChatGPT, all your secrets.
You ain't safe anywhere.
Nope. Mm-mm.
Nowhere. I am gripped on this one. How has a bottle of liquor, how did it launch Dr. Seuss's career? We will all find out in Abby's Ye Olde Gossip.
Hear ye, hear ye. Come forth, all Instagram baddies and crypto bros, for the most salacious gossip in the whole village. Abby's done the work to bring you Ye Olde Gossip.
gossip.
Have you ever made one tiny bad decision and it ends up changing your entire life? Like you're just trying to vibe and suddenly now you're the accidental founder of modern children's literature? Well, let me tell you the story about a man named Theodore Geisel and a bottle of gin and how Dr. Seuss was born. Not out of creativity, not out of purpose, but out of pure 100-proof shame. So let's all picture it. It's 1925, America's in Prohibition. Women have bob haircuts and everyone's horny for jazz. The government has banned alcohol and the entire country collectively says, okay, but like, what if we didn't? So little Theodore is in his dorm sipping some bathtub gin that probably tastes like a pine tree and regret when suddenly, bang! Ooh! The dean kicks down the door like the damn Prohibition Batman. Young man, are you drinking? And Theo's like, no, sir, I'm just hydrating aggressively. So they punish him the worst way they know how. They say, you are banned from writing jokes in the campus comedy magazine. Let me repeat that. They banned him from being funny. Imagine telling Dr. Seuss that he can't be silly. That's like telling Beyonce she's not allowed to do confidence anymore. Or like telling Gordon Ramsay he can only whisper. So Theodore's like, okay, if I can't write under my name, I'm gonna make up a fake one. So boom, Dr. Seuss is born. No credentials, no medical school, no training, just full-blown identity theft with a whimsical hat. I may be banned, he said with a grin, but I'll be a doctor of nonsense and spin. I'll major in rhyming with chaos for flair and minor in grammar that gives folks a scare. And it worked. Thank you. He just kept writing under a fake name like a literary drag queen with a rhyming addiction. And then this man, this genius gin goblin, never even corrected how people said his name.
A gin goblin?
He's a little gin goblin in his little dorm room writing about ham. So he actually, people would pronounce his name wrong. Dr. Seuss is actually supposed to be pronounced like Dr. Sois, like moisture.
Really?
Or moist voice, which is now going to be stuck in your brain. So you're welcome. He spent his entire life writing words that rhymed and just let his own name like not rhyme. People was like, whatever, I don't care. And so the best part, he wasn't even trying to inspire people. He just got caught being a little too turnt in 1925 and said, well, time to create a legacy. He took getting canceled and turned it into an empire. He made shame into scholastic book fair domination. He said, I will not quit. I will not stop. I'll rhyme my way up to the top. I'll make up words. I'll draw weird cats. I'll get rich AF off kids and hats. So next time you mess up, next time you get caught doing something dumb like day drinking in a dorm and texting your ex you up during jury duty, just remember, one bad bottle of gin gave us talking foxes, sentient breakfast, and a millionaire in a red hat with God complex energy. Dr. Seuss didn't bounce back. He spiraled up. He failed and then became an unstoppable literary warlock. So yes, drinking and breaking the law, not great. But also, it might be how we get the next Bluey. So let's not rule it out.
Well done.
Nice job.
Hey, The Bird Show.
What's going on, everyone? It's Bluff here, and we're driving through the states in the Bluffmobile. And the best thing that we can do is play our favorite casino-style games on Spin Quest. They have over 1,000 games, including live dealer, blackjack, and craps, with tons of slots and unlimited options. You can get a $30 coin pack for just $10 for new users. Sign up today. Go to SpinQuest.com right now.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.